The Marvel Cinematic Universe begins with Iron Man 1. Tony Stark is a billionaire genius weapons developer. One day is captured by terrorists, and so he builds himself a prototype Iron Man suit. Busts on out of there, you realize that Stark weapons are falling into the wrong hands, so he decides to stop making weapons and instead make an Iron Man suit. He goes over there, fights all the terrorists, but his partner was the one selling to the terrorists, so he builds his own Iron Man suit. These two have a fight. Long story short, Iron Man wins out. He's like, screw secret identities, I'm Iron Man. Then Nick Fury comes off Sam Jackson. He's like, I'm building the Avengers. Stay tuned for that later. Then Incredible Hulk, the generic Hulk, backstory, you know it, Bruce Banner, blasted with gamma rays. When he gets angry, turns into the giant green rage monster in Iron Man 2. Iron Man's a superstar, but Mickey Rourke over in Russia builds his own Iron Man suit. He gives this one whip, skipping over Tony's health issues. His friend Don Cheadle grabs an Iron Man suit, takes it to the US military. He becomes the war machine, but Mickey Rourke hacks the suit, so Black Widow's got a bust, and she's been posing as Tony's new secretary. After his last one, Pepper Potts, he started dating and promoted her to CEO. Black Widow unhacks him, so Iron Man and War Machine team up, take out all the drones. Make Your Work shows up with a new whip suit, but they Dragon Balls had been battle blast him, and the day is saved. Next up is Thor in the magical realm of Asgard. Lives for the literal god of thunder from Norse mythology. His brother Loki, the god of mischief, convinces him to beat up some ice trolls, but this pisses off his father Odin, so he banishes him down to Earth. Stripped of his powers, Loki sends down the destroyer to blast up New Mexico. Thor fights him with no powers, gets totally wrecked, but that makes him worthy somehow. With a hammer flies back, boom, thunder powers, easily beats up this thing. Kisses Natalie Portman, flies up there, beats up his brother. Loki's hanging on, but then he's like, screw you guys, I'm out. Next is Captain America. Steve Rogers wants to fight in World War II, but he's a super wimp, but he's got a lot of heart, so scientists like, hey, we're gonna use you, inject you with the super steroids, boom, Captain America. So Captain America fighting Nazis, but on a train mission, his best friend Bucky falls into the snow. Oh no, meanwhile this Nazi finds the magical blue cube, uses it to make laser guns, and he's like, yeah, screw Hitler, hail Hydra. He also did some super steroids, but it backfired, and he's got the red skull. Reticle's got an army of laser guns, and this playing with the super laser new gun. It's so Captain America busts on there, beats him up. Auto pilot's too strong, only way he can go is down, so he crashes into the Arctic, where in modern times they defrost him. And Nick Fury's like, you're welcome to the future. Now it's the Avengers. Shield found a magic cube, so they do some science on it, but boom, opened up a portal and Loki shows up. He's got a cool new scepter, uses it to brainwash hot guy, takes the cube arm, gets out of there. So Nick Fury is like, yo, assemble the Avengers, we got Iron Man, Captain America, Black Widow. Goes to find Bruce Banner, and they all hang out on this flying aircraft carrier. Look, he's doing Loki things, but they bust in and beat him up. Thor comes in though, grabs, and he's like, yo brother, you can't conquer Earth, not cool. But Iron Man and Thor fight because they've never met before, so Loki's captured, but Hawkeye still brainwashed comes in there. Boom, explosion makes the Hulk out, so Thor has to fight the Hulk. Black Widow on brainwashes Hawkeye on Agent Coulson, dies, although he comes back in the TV show. Now in New York, look, he's opening a portal to space where the army of jet ski riding aliens come in. They also have space whales, so the Avengers assemble, boom, bang, power, beat up all the aliens. Who grabs Loki? Babuni, god. Iron Man grabs a nuke, throws it through the portal that pulls up the alien mothership. Luckily all the aliens were connected to its Wi-Fi. They take Loki to space jail, and after the credits we see Fan OHS. Who's that? He's gonna be big later. Iron Man 3, there's a new terrorist called the Mandarin. Tony's like, you'll come at me, bro, so he does, blows up his house. Tony gets in his suit though, flies away, but Iron Man's out of battery. He leaves it with this kid while he goes old school style, but the Mandarin turns out is just an actor. The real bad guy is Guy Pearce, who's got some complicated plan involving fire powers. Dude, Tony's suit still charging, but then he remembers, oh, I've got like a million suits in my garage and they're all remote control. So he has a fight with Guy Pearce where he switches suits a bunch of times, and dumb story short, he wins. Now it's Thor Dark World. So like, the Dark Elves had the super powerful ether. Thor needs Loki's help, so he busts him out of jail. now for a little brother. Adventure Time, look, he gets himself killed saving Thor Dark Elves, head to London for the convergence of worlds. Gonna use the ether to destroy the universe or whatever authority he have a fight, but there's a lot of portals and long story short, Thor wins except Odin has been replaced by Loki. Oh man, what a trickster, and they give the ether to them. Collector, who's that you'll see now? Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Nick Fury assassinated by this guy with a robot arm. It's the Winter Soldier. Turns out S.H.I.E.L.D. has been secretly taken over by Hydra, so Captain America, big elevator fight, has to bust out of there, grabs his new best friend the Falcon, fights the Winter Soldier, but oh, it's best friend Bucky who fell off the train. Snowwhat, turns out he was captured by Hydra and all the Russians giving super steroids and brainwashed Nick Fury. Survived, so he shoots the main villain, but the helicarriers have already launched, they're gonna blow up the world or whatever, so Captain America sneaks on board, reprogram them to blow up each other. He has to fight the Winter Soldier again, but he's like, the only you're my friend Bucky, I'm not gonna fight you, so they crash. Bucky saves them and then walks off into the distance. Now it's Guardians of the Galaxy. Peter Quill, kid in the 80s, mum dies of cancer, abducted by aliens, grows up to be the legendary outlaw Star-Lord who loves 80s music. He finds a really valuable orb, but this bad blue guy wants it, and he's working for Thanos, who has two adopted daughters. The blue one is Nebula and the green lands Gamora. Gamora finds Quill first, grabs the orb, but Rocket, Raccoon and Groot the tree are there, they're bounty hunting Quill, but the cops come and everyone goes to jail. In jail they meet Drax, whose family was killed by the blue guy, but the morons like you, I don't even like him. In fact, I'm trying to be a good guy now. So they work together to bust out of jail, and they bring the orb to the Collector, and he explains about the Infinity Stones, super powerful stones, but they don't have to be stone shaped. The Tesseract was one, and the Ether was another. This one is the Power Stone, and it is quite volatile. Just then the bad guys show up. Long story short, they take it, so blue guy is glowing purple now, about to destroy the planet, but distracted by Peter Quill challenging them to a dance off. While he's distracted, they not lose the Power Stone. Bill grabs it and they hold hands together, control it, blow up the bad guy. They give it to the Nova Corps and are, if that means anything to you, Groot saves the team by sacrificing his body, and Groot survived. These baby Groot now so cute. Now Avengers Age of Ultron, the Avengers on a mission tracking down Loki's scepter at this Hydra base, where they also have the super twins Quicksilver, super fast, and Scarlet, which is psychic, but they get the scepter, realize they could use it to create artificial intelligence. Tony Stark's like, yo, let's make a super robot to save the world, but Ultron's like, I've got a better idea, I'm gonna destroy the Avengers. He recruits the super twins and Scarlet, which messes with their minds, including Bruce Banner, so he hulks out, starts rampaging the city, and Iron Man has to come in with the Hulkbuster armor, which is mostly effective. Ultron finds a scientist like, hey, build me a body. Also inside Loki's scepter is an Infinity Stone, the Mind Stone. He puts that on there just for some extra seasoning. Super Chins realized Ultron's gonna destroy the world, so they turn on and become good guys. The body's flying off. Long story short, the Avengers get it, only this time we agreement with my virtual butler app Jarvis. It works, they created a good guy, he names himself Vision, but Ultron's gonna land up the whole town of Sokovia, euthanize a meteor army. Avengers fight a bunch of robots, super sweet slow-mo. One take action scene looks like this one, it's been up. Long story short, they win, but all trying to add another body. Oh, nobody shoots Quicksilver. All sorry, Quicksilver, you are cooler in the X-Men movie. Anyway, Ultron drops the meteor, so Iron Man and Thor have to double penetrate it. Boom, blows it up, saves the day. Hulk ended up on a plane somehow. Blackwood, it was like he'll come on back. Now Bucky's, she and Bruce Banner kind of got a romance going, but he hangs up on Bucky's. Hulk needs some alone time, then they build an Avengers headquarters where they've got all these new faces. Now basically the B-list heroes, speaking of B-list, it's Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, Blaze, Scott Lang, the burglar with the heart of gold. Long story short, he meets scientist Hank Pym, who invented a Pym particle which can shrink things down. Cool, but the bad guy figured it out, he's gonna weaponize it and sell it, so he needs Scott to be Ant-Man and go steal it. Anyway, he Mission Impossible's in, but the bad guy knew he was coming, he puts on his yellow jacket suit. They shrink down, have a fight in his daughter's room, which is super epic until you zoom out. Pink has a daughter, Hope. Long story short, she and Scott fall in love, and he builds his daughter the Wasp suit, so she gets to be in the sequel. Now it's Captain America Civil War. While saving the world one day, the Avengers accidentally blow up one building, so the United Nations wants to put all sorts of regulations on them, called the Sokovia Accords. Tony is actually for it, he thinks the accountability is good, but Cap's like, yo, we need to be free to do whatever we want. We're the Avengers at the United Nations, it's the King of Wakanda, his son the Prince T'Challa, but a bomb explodes. Oh no, who kills his father, who is the bomber. It's the Winter Soldier Captain Bucky. But it's like, yo man, it's not me, I'm being framed. So Captain helps him escape, but the Black Panther shows up to no one's surprise if Black Panther is too jolly. They want to track down the bad guy, but Iron Man shows up. He's like, yo Cap, you're breaking all the rules, you got to come in. And he's got an ally, Ips. Spider-Man, oh he made it, you know. Spider-Man is Peter Parker. We skipped right over his origin story because we've seen it 100 times, but now all the superheroes have chosen a side, and it's a superhero civil war. Highlights, and man can grow super big and more machine. He gets blasted and oh no, he falls really hard. All he survives, but he is legitimately very injured. Anyway, Captain Bucky tracking the bad guy Iron Man's doing it to realizes they may be right, calls a temporary truce, but when they get there they play the security video of when Tony Stark's parents died in a car accident, but it wasn't an accident, it was an assassination carried out by Bucky. Coughs like, yo man, he was brainwashed, it doesn't count. But Tons like, no I don't care. So these guys have a big fight, and in the end Cap powers down the Iron Man suit, and he's like, you'll forget this, I'm retiring now. It is Doctor Strange. Drive, Stephen Strange isn't rock star surgeon, but one day gets in a car accident and all his hands is surgery. Career is over. He goes to see this guru that he heard can heal him, and she's like, yo, can heal you by teaching your magic ball acid trip through the cosmos. He's like, yeah, teach me magic. Luckily he's a fast learner because of all those years of in school. But there's an evil wizard with some generic evil plan. He attacks the sanctum and Doctor Strange has to defend it with the cloak of levitation. Long story short, they have a fight in the movie Inception, and then the guru comes down, but she gets stabbed and she's like, oh Doctor Strange, you got to leave the wizard now. Then he has to fly into the dark dimension where he meets Dormammu. He's like, yo man, leave Earth alone. Dormammu's like, I'm just gonna kill you immediately, but Doctor Strange comes right back. What's up bro, I use this necklace to create a time loop. You're trapped in this moment with me for all eternity. So Dormammu kills him an infinite number of times. Finally he gets bored. He's like, alright, I'll leave Earth alone. So the day is saved, except this one friend is mad for some reason, gonna be the villain in the next one. It turns out that necklace holds an infinity stone, the time stone. Now it's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. They meet this guy named Ego, who is Peter Quill's space that way. Turns out he's a super powerful ancient celestial. He's got a servant named Mantis. Drax calls her ugly, so watch out for this romance spot. He turns out to be evil, wants to assimilate the universe. They got to go destroy the planet Brain. Baby Groot, it's the only one small enough to get down there, and unfortunately he really wants to press the wrong button, but when crunch time comes he chooses right. Boom, blows up the planet of the sisters. By the way, of the thing, they mostly agree not to kill each other for now. Also Baby Groot grows up into teenage Kurt. Now Spider-Man homecoming after the events of Civil War. Tony's like, yo, don't be an Avenger, just lay alone, be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. But he does give him a sweet super suit with all this cool Stark tech, and Spider-Man's hanging around doing, you know, not much. But one day he finds the vault splits in half. This fairy Spider-Man can't hold it together, so Iron Man's got to come save his butt again. It's like, okay kid, give me back the suit, you're grounded. So Peter Parker asks, has crushed a homecoming towards out. Her dad is the Vulture though, what a coincidence. Vulture beats him up, but as he's flying away his wings were damaged. Oh, he explodes. Spider-Man runs in there and Forrest gumps him to safety. Tony's like, hey, you did exactly what I told you not to, and it all worked out. You want to be a real Avenger? And he's like, yeah man, that bad, be cool, but I gotta finish high school first. I'll see you after college. Now it's Thor Ragnarok, literally the best movie ever made. When he gets back to Asgard, Odin's acting real weird. He figures out it's his brother Loki, and they find their dad out in over in Norway. She's like, sorry my sons, I'm dying. Also you have an older sister named Hela, who is the goddess of death. So Odin dies and Hela comes out looking hella fine. Thor tries to hammer his sister, but she puts a stop to that and breaks his hammer. No, they teleport out of there, but she follows, kicks them out of the Bifrost, and Thor crashes down on trash planet. He's picked up by sexy drunken scavenger Valkyrie, head brought before the Grandmaster. He's gonna make Thor fight as a gladiator, and he has to fight the champion, who is the Incredible Hulk. What, yes I know that guy, but Hulk wants to fight, so these two duke it out. Long story short, it's kind of a tie. Thor gets the story on how Hulk crash landed here after Age of Ultron. So Thor goes down there and plays the Black Widow message, which makes Hulk turn back into Bruce Banner. They got to escape through the big portal, but they need a new ship, so they get Loki to help steal one. Nice little brother adventure. Meanwhile on Asgard, Hel has taken over, earning her name the Goddess of Death. But with Thor shows. Up the challenger gets his eye cut off. What, he has a spirit vision with Odin. It's like, father, I can't beat her without my hammer. He's like, what are you, the god of hammers? It was like, yeah, that's right, got a thunder boom. And Thor is kicking butt like we've never seen him before. It's sweet. Unfortunately, Hela's basically invincible because she draws her power from Asgard. So Thor's like, wait a second, instead of stopping Ragnarok, well, it's Corsair at Narok. Loki goes and grabs the horns. He passes by the Tesseract, which he definitely takes anyway, throws the crown in the flames, and it's Ragnarok time, baby. Yeah, this guy beats Hela. Maybe she survives from Infinity War, we'll see, but he definitely destroys Asgard. But yes, Guardians escaped and they're floating through space. Now it's Black Panther. So T'Challa is king of Wakanda, a poor African nation, but secretly it's super advanced society because they've got a bunch of vibranium. The king becomes the Black Panther by drinking the flower juice, which gives him, you know, superpowers. T'Challa's dad died back in Civil War, so now they're having the official traditional king choosing ceremony, which is just formality, except a challenger shows up. It's Killmonger, his long lost American cousin. He beats T'Challa and rules our rules. Killmonger is the new king. Long story short, T'Challa survived. He comes back, beats Killmonger, and even though Killmonger was a bad dude, T'Challa understands where he's coming from, so he agrees to help the rest of the world with, you know, humanitarian aid and stuff. Now, over the course of all these movies, there's been the overarching plot of the Infinity Stones. Thanos has been quietly trying to collect them, but now it's time to take matters into his own hands. So now it's Avengers Infinity War. At the end of Thor Ragnarok, Thor's ship was under attack by none other than Big Bad Daddy Thanos. He's already got the Power Stone, which means he has destroyed Xander, and now he's after the Space Stone, the Tesseract that Loki has. He's already beaten up Thor, but now the Hulk wants some. He tries to smash, but turns out Thanos isn't easily smashable. He busts out some sick boxing moves, and this guy is stronger than the Hulk. Heimdall teleports the Hulk out of there, so that Thanos kills him for his death of the movie. And classic Loki, hey, let me join you, but he's gonna stab him. Oh, but that O stops him. He's like, oh, I saw right through that, grabs him, and he kills him. What, is Loki dead for real this time, maybe? So their nose grabs the Space Stone and he pieces out of there. Down on Earth, Doctor Strange hanging out with Wong when crash. It's a half-naked Dr. Banner. Thanos is calming Tony Stark, hanging out with Pepper, talking about having a kid. When Doctor Strange shows up, Tony's like, wait, do we have wizards now? He gets the crash course on Infinity Stones there, the super powerful stones that control the universe. So wherever Doctor Strange is guarding the Time Stone, Bruce Banner's like, yo man, Thanos is legit, we got to assemble the Avengers. But Tony's like, oh, that's right, you missed Civil War of the Avengers, kind of broke up. Just then a spaceship arrives. Thanos has sent some of his goons to get the Time Stone. Bruce tries to Hulk out, but after his beatdown, Hulk don't want to play. Tony's like, you know, whatever, I got this. It's a new nanobot Iron Man suit. Oh, it like ripples down and won't. Nanobots, it's got some cool new moves. Still needs help from your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Thanos, his other henchman Epidemus, has wizard powers, and they have another magic duel. He overpowers Doctor Strange, but he can't take the time stolen because he put a spell on it. It's fine unequipped, so he beams up Doctor Strange. Spider-Man decides to tag along, but he's way too high. He can't breathe. Oh, I'm falling down. But luckily Tony's got a new suit for him. I'm on nanobots, and it's the Iron Spider. Tony tags along too, and now on the ship, Doctor Strange is getting some magic acupuncture. Iron Man comes to save him. Boo boom, sucked out into space. Even him has gone, and they're like, yo, let's keep going to Thanos. His homeworld will meet him there, elsewhere in space. It's the Guardians of the Galaxy. They run into Thor, and he tells them all about Alpha Annis is gathering the stones. Now Gamora knows a lot about Thanos because she was adopted by him at a young age. His plan is to wipe out half the population of the universe to conserve resources or whatever, and if he gets all the Infinity Stones, he can do it just like that. Thor's like, yo, if I'm gonna be Thanos, I need a new super weapon. Rocket Raccoon's like, super weapon, yeah, I'm in. So then Groot go off to do that. The other Guardians go after the Reality Stone, which was last held by the Collector, but they get there, it's too late. Thanos is already there. Amora jumps in to fight him, and O stabbed in the neck. What tile, that was easy, just kidding. It's all an illusion that O's already has the Reality Stone, and he can now bend reality to his will. Seems a little bit overpowered. Gamer is like, a quill, shoot me so he can't take me prisoner. But he doesn't want to, because these two are in love. Finally he decides to do it, but just bubbles come out. Thanos is like, yeah, Reality Stone brah, and he pieces out Drax and Mantis by the way. Ah, fine, I guess it's just temporary. Back on Earth, the Vision has the mind stone into his head. He can look human when he wants now, and he and Scarlet Witch are totally doing it, but he gets stabbed by some more of Thermos' henchmen who are here after the mind stone. Scarlet Witch like, Cho, get off my men, and they get some more help from who's this in the shadows. It's Captain America. Yeah, he's got Black Widow and the Falcon with him. They chase the bad guys away, then go back to Avengers headquarters where they are still wanted from the whole Civil War thing, but they're like, now we don't care about the Vision's like, look, we need to destroy the Mind Stone. So then those can't get it. Scarlet Witch, I think you have the power, you could do it. And she's like, no, it's in your head, that would kill you. Bruce Banner is like, hey, I think we can remove it and you'll still live, but I don't know. To do that, Captain America's like, yo, I know someone who might use over in Wakanda. They got super advanced vibranium tech. Now on Titan, Thanos, his home planet, the gang made it fine, but they're immediately ambushed by the Guardians of the Galaxy after a bit. It's like, wait a second, you're human, and they realize they're on the same side. Star-Lord and Iron Man argue about whose plan is better, but Doctor Strange uses the Time Stone to look ahead into all possible futures, and it's like, well, how many do we win? And he's like, just one. Over on Thanos, his ship, he's got Gamora's robot sister Nebula in suspended animation. Turns out he knows that Gamora knows where the Soul Stone is, and he's like, look, tell me you are I will keep torturing her. So she brings him the Soul Stone planet where they face the Guardian of the Stone. What, it's Red Skull? Yeah, apparently when he grabbed the Tesseract, it teleported him here to be cursed as the Guardian of the Soul Stone. Anyway, to get the Soul Stone, you have to sacrifice something you love, and Gamora's like, ha, joke's on you, you don't love anything. And Thanos is like, well, that's not entirely true. Bad Felicia throws Gamora off the cliff. Turns out he really does love her in his own weird way, and so Gamora is dead. Ouch. And Thanos gets the Soul Stone, so the gang makes it to a condo. They got King Kala, the Black Panther, and Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldiers. They're too fully on brainwashed now. They have little sister. Sure, you try to take out the Mind Stone, but a spaceship crashes. The bad guys can't get through a conscious force field. Luckily, they have an infinite supply of generic CGI monsters who manage to force their way through, so all the heroes suit up. Hulk still doesn't want to come out, so they give Bruce the Iron Man Hulk bust drama. And it's big battle time. Yeah, out in space, Rocket gives Thor a spare eyeball he had, which, as much as I like the eye patch, probably for the best. They meet up with Tyrion Lannister, king of the giant space dwarves. Thanos was already here. He forced them to make his infinity gauntlet and then killed them all. The clasp on their star forge is broken, so Thor has to use his super muscles to flex it back open. He takes the full force of a star, which, as you can imagine, is quite painful, but the new axe is made successfully. Unfortunately, Tyrion forgot where he put the handle, so Groot it's like, hey, I got this. He grows his arm out and boom, living with Groot arm handle. Cool. Battle rages in Wakanda, but the heroes are way outnumbered, so boom, Bifrost Bridget's Thor heroes, and it's new Stormbreaker Axe. He's like, yo, what's up, Steve? These are my new friends, Space Tree and Gun Rabbit. And with his power up from Ragnarok and his new axe, Thor is the front runner for strongest Avenger. Meanwhile, Thanos makes it to Titan. The good guys ambushed him, but he is really strong. Nebula managed to escape, so she crashes down and joins the fun, and with all of them working together, they manage to subdue him for a minute. Mantis uses her psychic powers to calm him down while the guys try to take the gauntlet off, but when Quill realizes that he killed Gamora, he freaks out and starts beating them, which wakes him up, and all he's got the gauntlet back. Thanos is real pissed now, so he grabs the moon and throws it at him. This instantly knocks out all of the second tier heroes, but Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme, is master of the mystic arts. He's got some cool tricks up his sleeve, but fails with the Infinity Stones. Is just too strong for him. Round 2 is Iron Man in his new nano boss suit. He's got some sweet moves, and Thanos is like, nobody makes me bleed my own blood, but Thanos is still too strong, and he stabs him out. He's gonna finish him off, but Doctor Strange is like, wait, if you spare his life, I'll give you the Time Stone. So boom, 5 Infinity Stones for Thanos, and he pieces out of there. Tony uses his Band-Aid spray to fix his stab wound, and he's like, hey, why did you do that? I've seen all the futures, trust me, this is the only way back on Earth. The battle continues to rage. Scarlet Witch joins the fray, and she's actually also in the running for strongest Avenger, but then it's Big Bad Daddy Thanos. He's way stronger than any of them, and with 5 Infinity Stones, it's not even fair. Captain America holds his own for 1 second before Thanos knocks him out. So Vision's like, baby, you got to destroy the Mind Stone right now. So she blasts it with all her power, and it works. Boo-hoo, Mind Stone exploded, and Vision completely disintegrated, but Thanos got that Time Stone. Let me just undo that real quick. end, Yannick pulls out the Mind Stone. Less delicately also kills Vision, but now Boom Thanos all 6 Infinity Stones. Fruity Pebble Rainbow Power Thor shows up with these new axe, and it is a really powerful axe, so stabs Thanos. What? Stories like, yeah, you like that I'm the strongest Avenger, but Thanos says like, you should have aimed for the head, and oh, it's the snap and those pieces out of there, and it's like, wait, what does that mean? What happened? Oh, Bucky Barnes disintegrating into dust. Black Panther gone Groot gone Scarlet Witch gone. He's killing half the population in the entire universe. On Titan Mantis gone Drax gone Star-Lord gone, and Spider-Man Peter Parker, I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark. Well, he's disintegrated too, and this fulfills Tony's worst nightmare of being the sole survivor. Except Nebula, she's there too, so our huge cast of heroes has been completely decimated, and Thanos, with his life's work accomplished, can finally rest, and that's how Avengers Infinity War comes to an end. Next up is Ant-Man and the Wasp's path to the gut punch of Infinity War. This was a fun, light-hearted movie, and Ant-Man and the Wasp team up, they fight the ghost who turns out to be pretty much a good guy, but more importantly, they deal with the quantum realm. Hankin's wife, the original Wasp, was lost there when she went way too small one day, so in this movie they tried to go down there and rescue her, and they succeed, but in the after credits scene they send Ant-Man back down there to research quantum stuff, and right while he's inside, oh, the snap happens, and what? He's trapped in the quantum realm. You know that's gonna play a part in Endgame somehow. And lastly, it's Captain Marvel. Long story short, Carol Danvers was a US fighter pilot, but an explosion gave her really strong superpowers. On talking Dragon Ball Z Super Saiyan strong, but she leaves Earth because she needs to use her superpowers to save the rest of the galaxy, and that's where she's been the last 30 years. But before she goes, she gives her beeper number to Nick Fury in case of any real emergency, and he used it for the first time at the end of Infinity War. So there you have it, the complete Marvel Cinematic Universe recap up to Endgame music.